can smell them and if you really love someone, I think you ought to tell them, cause if you wait until they're gone, to show them how you feel, it might make you feel much better, but they need to know it here. One more blessed day, thank you Father.
Now, I know a lot of you really, really like your sodas. I understand. Remember now, when I was talking about the gentleman who had problems with the soda, and I tell you what, I know at least one other person who I knew personally who had some problems with soda, just went too far with it. But anyway, we're talking about extreme situations here. Now, at the same time, we can always remember that great M word. Moderation, moderation, moderation. But for some, it may be good to just completely eliminate some things from our diet. And for some people, that may be sodas. So, you know, just think about what's in the best interest of your best health and go for it. All right. Now, what else can we do to beat anxiety? And you'll notice we're all over the place with this. Not in a wild sense, just covering the bases. All right? So take a look at budget. Financial stress is a common reason that people actually go in for psychotherapy. Financial stress. Debt can keep you up at night. Debt can contribute to feelings of low self-worth. Debt can contribute to feelings of hopelessness. So take charge of your finances and stop spending on non-essentials. Track your daily expenses for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and decide where you can cut back. Notice the items that you just accumulate without even thinking about it. Now, one of the things that a lot of us use for entertainment, I'm still on this whole issue of budget and finances now. One of the things that many people use as their entertainment is TV. You know, once in a while you may go to a movie theater to check out a movie on the big screen, but a lot of people have a very, very difficult time affording vacations, even 3-day. And I do want to encourage you, when you can do that, make that part of the mix. Make that part of your life's mix. Vacations, whether they be 7-day, 5-day, 14-day, 3-day, 2-day vacations. Make it part of your life's mix. But there are many people who are going to have a difficult time, even with a 2 or 3-day vacation. And so TV is their entertainment. It is their outlet. It's what they do for fun. Don't go to nightclubs. Don't go out here or there drinking with the boys or the girls. Don't go out trying to pursue as, you know, in ways that we don't need to be pursuing. The TV is the entertainment. Of course, we know that cable is expensive. Sure enough, expensive. So the beauty is there are options. So check out those options. You might want to consider Netflix or Hulu or any number of other options out there that can keep you engaged, that can help you continue to do what you do for your entertainment that may be relatively inexpensive in comparison. You know, you might be spending $200 per month for TV. That's too much. That's why I encourage you, find out what the options are and go for that. Believe me when I say you can save a bundle. You can save a whole lot. In fact, if you do it right, you can end up spending as much per year for TV that you will truly find interesting. Find and discover, if you weigh your options, look at the options. Spend as much in 1 year as many people are paying in each month for TV that is truly satisfying. I don't mean you just, you know, you save a whole lot of money, but you only have one or two shows to watch. No, check out your options. Another thing, contact your car insurance carrier, your mobile device company, your credit card company. Ask them if they'll reduce your bill. You may want to consider canceling your newspaper delivery during the week and opt for the Sunday paper or an online service. And one thing about the news, I can tell you this. You really don't need to get a daily dose of the news anyway, for at least two reasons. One, and it'll be part of one of the anxiety busters, just constantly getting news can add to your anxiety because there's so much negative stuff going on in this world. And of course, we find out about a lot of that negative stuff when we're listening to and or reading the news. And so we really don't need to be feeding our spirits all of that negativity anyway. So that's one good reason to not try to get the news going every single day. Another reason to not necessarily try to get the news going every day is because to an extent now, if you're watching the same news outlets, you're listening to the same news outlets, you're reading the same news outlets, very often there's going to be a lot of repeat information throughout the week. And so if you get the news once or twice a week, strategically placed, you know, maybe Sunday and Wednesday, 2 days a week where you can just stay caught up with what's going on, very often you will have the gist of what's going on for that week. So those are just two reasons that you can go ahead and cut back on your news, possibly, especially if you're getting the paper coming in regularly. One of the recommendations they make, save that money. Now, that said, you need to make sure that, particularly when it comes to local news, that you're paying close attention to what's happening with regards to the paper, because you may find that what you get in the paper 4 days a week is something different. Out of 7 days, you may discover that 4 days a week, you really are getting something different, something that you don't get all the other days of the week from that same company's paper, that same publishing company. So you just look at it, you know, and consider. How about this one? A lot of people say that they can find stuff more easily if you just leave it like it is. Leave their room, leave their office, leave their house like it is. Junky, messy, cluttered. Well, one of the recommendations that Psychology Today is making, and that, by the way, is who we're getting the information from, is that we get rid of the clutter. One of the questions they ask is, you know, how much time is lost when we can't find our car keys and we have to spend time looking for it? Chances are you have too much stuff clogging up your living space. So try this. Choose a drawer or a cabinet or a closet. You know, think about what you need to put up, what you need to put your hands on. For example, keys. This is just one example. Keys. You can choose one specific drawer, and every time you come home, your keys automatically go in that drawer. Don't drop them on the table or drop them on the sofa and say, well, I'll put them in that designated drawer a little bit later. No. As soon as you get home and you put the keys down, they go one place, in that place that you designated for your keys. Categorize stuff that you don't use and consider making three piles, one for stuff that's going to be thrown away, another for stuff that you're going to donate, and a third one for stuff that you're going to sell. And consider holding a yard sale and then maybe seeing what you can do with the money you get from that sale.
Love my brother, one more minute, but I have
while I'm in it.